This is First and Ten on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Bob Evans and Blue Emu. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back, and joining us now here on SB Nation Radio is former NFL head coach of the Jaguars and the Raiders, head coach Jack Del Rio. Jack, thanks for joining us. You're on with David and Carla.
Yeah, good to be on with you.
Let me just preface this by telling you that my co-host Carla here, her heart is palpitating. She is almost flush. Because she's a Trojan, she's a rabid Raiders fan.
I grew up in Castro Valley, went to high school right below you at Moreau. I've been following you throughout your career, Jack. I mean, literally following you. You should probably be nervous.
Do you know the word stalker? Have you ever looked it up? I think it's Carla.
A fellow East Bay person. I appreciate it, Carla. Right on.
Right on. And Princess of Darkness since birth. So there we go. We're glad to have you in. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. You bet. Good to be on.
Okay, Jack, can I take you with some questions about your former team, the Raiders? Obviously, there was a complete circus during their entire training camp. How do you think Mike Mayock, John Gruden, and the team really handled everything that happened with Antonio Brown? And it was a circus, from the feet to the helmet to the video of the private conversation on YouTube with John Gruden. How did they handle that, and what would you have done in the same situation?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate. Whenever you're on that Hard Knocks program, you know, you get a lot of drama that's involved, because that's what they want. I mean, right. That's what sells on TV. So I find it can be disruptive, and in particular, if you have, you know, a couple people that really want a camera, and that becomes more important than the work they need to do while they're in camp. So it was filled with distractions. I thought that they fought through it, you know, and you know, all in all, I think they probably kept a lot of what could have been on the air from getting there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even though it seems like it was a lot, probably was a credit for John and Mike to be able to keep it contained as much as they did.
So just when I thought, wow, they got through a whole training camp and I haven't even heard the words Vontaze Burfict. That's so exciting. And voila, here we go. He has resurfaced. Currently, he's suspended for a year by the NFL. He will be appealing that suspension. What are your thoughts about this? Does he deserve to be out for a year? This is the largest penalty that has ever been handed down in the history of the NFL. With all of your experience as a player, as a coach, how would you handle this? Do you like what the NFL is doing?
Well, the NFL is in a position where they have to do something. And, you know, I think really for Burfict, he's probably, you know, 20 years ago, he'd have been celebrated. You know, he loves football. He's physical. He's a good player. And the hits, you know, that have resulted in suspensions and fines, and now you're talking about maybe a whole season worth of suspension. Those are hits we used to celebrate, but the game is changing. The awareness of the damage that can be done by certain hits, that has been revealed. And so the league has to take steps. If we're going to continue to play football, the league has to take steps to ensure that player safety is at the front and foremost, you know, being considered. And so, you know, Vontaze, I think, despite him, you know, being a guy that loves the game and wants to play and be physical and all that, this is a new era, and you can't take those shots. And so he's been warned, he's been fined. To me, the league is in a difficult spot, because they have to take action. Now, you know, the appeal process, maybe that'll lessen it some, and it won't be so dramatic and so drastic, but right now that's what they're dealing with.
We're talking to former NFL head coach for the Jaguars and the Raiders, Jack Del Rio. Would love to ask you about your other former team you coached, the Jaguars. Gardner Minshew has garnered a lot of attention here early on. What have you seen from him, and are you becoming a believer?
Yeah, I believe in this young man. You know, the Minshew mania is underway in Jacksonville. I was actually there in the opener calling the game on ESPN Radio when when Foles went down on that touchdown pass to, I think it was Chark. He stepped in. Gardner Minshew stepped in, went 13 straight passes completed. On the day, he looked very comfortable, and I'm like, geez, is this guy this good, or is the Chiefs defense that bad? And I really had questions. Well, it turns out Gardner Minshew is for real, and he's given that franchise just a jolt of energy, and the players are rallying behind him. So he not only has the mustache, but he's also the jockstrap king. So he's been a lot of fun to watch, and I think that'll continue. Now they've got a game against another guy in Kyle Allen in Carolina this week, where both of these guys have stepped in as backups and played outstanding football the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, fun matchup there. I want to ask you about one of the teams you played for, the Dallas Cowboys. They were 3-0. They went into New Orleans and did not look like the team they had been. Do you think they got exposed by a better defense? And what happened to Dak Prescott that night?
Well, I think turnovers. Anything. If anything, it was just turnovers. Mm-hmm. You know, they had Jason Witten. And put the ball on the ground. Zeke put the ball on the ground. Those are two drives that go away because of fumbles. And I think Dak had an interception late. But, you know, to me, those were two really good NFC teams, two teams that I was actually at training camp this summer and saw both of these teams live and up close. And they're both loaded with talent, and they'll both be in the mix, you know, when the playoffs roll around.
Okay, Jack, it's time to do some bragging here. So you have so many playing and coaching honors. USC Athletic Hall of Fame, Super Bowl champion as a coach, 1994 All-Pro selection, 1994 Pro Bowl selection, 85 All-Rookie team.
She's turning red as she says this. She's blushing.
Right, and I could do this all by memory, I'm not going to lie. But is there one accomplishment to you that just really stands out more than the others? You know, why or why not?
Well, out of all of those, and believe me, I'm proud of all of that. I'm most proud of going back and getting my degree. I actually finished at the University of Kansas, and I went back and took 10 classes, 30 hours in one semester, and pulled it off and got it done. And so I'm most proud of doing that. I had promised my grandparents that I would get my college education and became the first Del Rio to graduate from college. So I'm most proud of that, trailblazing that way. Athletically, there have been a lot of great moments, but I'm actually most proud of that.
Well, we're proud of you. That's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. 30 hours in a semester, that's impressive.
Former NFL head coach Jack Del Rio joining us here on SB Nation Radio. So let's talk about the Chiefs. They're off to a great start. Seemingly nothing can slow them down. How impressed are you by that Chiefs offense and what Andy Reid has put together?
Yeah, it's amazing the level of talent they have. They're Patrick Mahomes, the MVP, running away with it already. It's just amazing what he can do. And then you know, with Andy Reid's creativity and the offensive talent they've surrounded him with, it's exceptional. So I don't know. I think they're probably a little better, you know, through the first month. It looks like they're even better than they were last year when they were downright scary. So Andy's got a lot at his disposal, and he's very creative in how he's using them. That's a fun team to watch, no doubt about it.
Just one more. We just got one more minute. I want to ask you about the Vikings, because Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen, there's been a little back and forth Stephon Diggs. What's going on there, and how do they get that ship going in the right direction?
Well, I think Mike Zimmer is a darn good coach,
yep.
You know, and I think he'll find a way to get it right. I don't feel that Kirk Cousins is playing with the kind of courage he needs to play with. Sometimes in the league, you've got to be willing to take one to get one, and I don't know that he's willing to sit in there and take one. And so as a result, you know, he's passing up some opportunities to get the ball to his talented receivers, you know, Thielen and Diggs down the they're open down the field. Again, is another team that I saw live in person against the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau, and Kirk Cousins was the difference in that game. I mean, they really had a shot to go in there and get a win, and he put the ball on the ground when he got sacked, fumbling, and he threw pick in the end zone, and it just, to me, live, it just didn't look like, you know, he really had that grit that you need for a guy, for a quarterback to lead the team to victory. So it's going to be more about the defense and the ground game, and I know that kind of wastes those two really talented receivers, but to me, if they lean on Kirk Cousins too much, he's going to disappoint.
Fair enough. All right, that's Jack Del Rio. Jack, thank you so much for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
Scott, good being on. Good being on. Appreciate it. And Carla, the East Bay, way to go.
we got to stick together. Absolutely.
I appreciate you repping, even though the A's went down last night. But I appreciate you repping us.
You got it anytime.
All right, be good.